Yes, sir. I know I can handle our battalion in the field. Combat doesn't worry me. It's the administration. I've never had administration. Don't worry, Sink assured him. I'll take care of that part. On October 9th, he made Winters the XO of 2nd Battalion. Winters' replacement as Easy Company commander failed to measure up. He came in from another battalion. Private Ralph Stafford was scathing in his description. He really screwed up. He not only didn't know what to do, he didn't care to learn. He stayed in bed, made no inspections, and sent for more plums. He was shortly relieved. Other replacement officers had also failed. Christensen said of one, "Indecision was his middle name. In combat, his mind became completely disoriented, and he froze. We, the NCOs of the platoon, took over and got the job done, and never did he complain, for he realized his inability to command under pressure." Webster wrote about a platoon leader in the Nunen fight. "I never saw him in the fracas. He never came to the front. He failed to live up to his responsibilities. The old men in the platoon never forgave him. For an enlisted man to fail in a grave situation was bad, but for an officer who was supposed to lead his men, it was inexcusable." Malarkey related that in that fight, Guarnieri was giving hell to some officer who had his head buried in the sand, telling him he was supposed to be leading the platoon. The same officer was later seen at an aid station, shot through the hand, suspected of being self-inflicted. A combination of new officers and men who had not been trained up to the standard of the original Kurahi group, the rigors of constant pounding by artillery, and the danger of night patrols was taking a toll on Easy. The conditions exacerbated the situation. Paul Fussell has described the two stages of rationalization a combat soldier goes through. "It can't happen to me." Then, "It can happen to me unless I'm more careful." Followed by a stage of accurate perception. "It is going to happen to me, and only my not being there, on the front lines, is going to prevent it." Some men never get to the perception. For others, it comes almost at once. When it does come to a member of a rifle company in the front line, it is almost impossible to make him stay there and do his duty. His motivation has to be internal. Comradeship is by far the strongest motivator. Not wanting to let his buddies down in the positive sense, not wanting to appear a coward in front of the men he loves and respects above all others in the negative sense.